Somali pirates strike again, raising concerns in global oil markets.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson. An oil tanker bound for the United States was hijacked by pirates this morning off the coast of Somalia. This comes just a day after pirates in the same area took control of an Italian tanker. As Marketplace's David Gurra reports, this uptick in hijackings could impact all of us.
These attacks exact a big toll on the global economy. They cost up to $12 billion every year. And that ends up costing us more at the pump. Tony McCauley is a managing editor at the Economist Intelligence Group.
I mean, we're talking about, you know, several million in ransom for some of these ships.
McCauley says that aside from ransoms, companies have to pay crews a lot more money because of safety fears, and insurance costs have gone up. In Europe, there's been a big debate about how to increase security and who is going to foot the bill. McCauley says the only real solution has to come from Somalia, where many of these pirates are from.
The pirates in places like Garowe and Bosaso, the towns there in Eel, are local heroes because there's virtually no economy there. It's a pastoral economy.
In a country where there still isn't a functioning government. In Washington, I'm David Gurra for Marketplace.
On Capitol Hill today, there's a hearing on the potential for a crisis in the municipal bond market. But the hearing's star witness, financial analyst Meredith Whitney, won't be there. She cites scheduling conflicts. Whitney famously and accurately predicted the collapse of the banks back in 2007. But late last year, she sent the municipal bond market into a tizzy with another doomsday prediction that some are skeptical about. For more on all this, let's bring in Robin Farzad, senior writer at Bloomberg Businessweek. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So Meredith Whitney, this analyst that a lot of people on Wall Street know about, she was asked to testify in Washington. She's not going to testify. What's this all about?
The sleepy gentleman-like municipal bond market all of a sudden is this just bastion of controversy. Look, she made a name for herself correctly predicting the banking crisis in 2007 as an iconoclast. But now she's trying to come out and double down and say that the municipal bond market is going to explode and we're going to see 50 to 100 defaults and this is going to propose another systemic collapse.
And what's wrong with that?
There's been a sort of very public peer review where she's been called out by professors and fellow credit analysts and saying that really there isn't substance to this analysis. It's just for shock value.
Seems like there are a lot of people in this category that made one great prediction, and since then they've been predicting doom and it hasn't come true. Is this just about trying to repeat success and make money for themselves?
This is an evergreen theme that we see in bull and bust cycles. I mean, people who called the 87 crash really were never heard from ever again correctly. And we're seeing a lot of this also from Nicholas Nassim Taleb and Nouriel Roubini, two of the other big doomsayers who were correct.
Is there an advantage to being wrong most of the time if you get it right once when everyone else is wrong?
Well, Nassim Taleb's model, certainly, I mean, he'll come out and tell you that he can get it just, you know, modestly wrong or be par for 14 years and be spectacularly correct for 1 year with this, you know, outlandish prediction and make money for his investors.
As long as it doesn't hurt the municipal bond market, I guess everyone else is okay with it.
Spray and pray.
Robin Farzad, senior writer at Bloomberg Businessweek. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down across Europe and Asia this morning. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke will be in the spotlight in a couple hours when he testifies before the House Budget Committee. Earnings just in from Coca-Cola. Sales are up here in the U.S. for the third straight quarter. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added on 71 points to close at 12,233.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life. Allianzusa.com. By Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at microsoft.com/cloud. And by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the Knowledge Effect.
More bad news for the housing market this morning. The Mortgage Bankers Association says applications for home mortgages dropped 5.5% last week as interest rates continue climbing. There is one part of the real estate world, though, that was thought to be in big trouble and isn't looking so bad these days. Commercial real estate, as in malls, office buildings, and apartment complexes. Let's turn to Faith Hope Consolo of Prudential Douglas Elliman Real Estate. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
What happened? Because people were talking about the commercial real estate market as the next shoe to drop in the economy.
the way the market goes, real estate goes. And once the confidence came back in the stock market, people said, you know what, it's not that bad.
Are there places that are not seeing a comeback?
Well, a lot of the resort areas have struggled, although Las Vegas and Florida lead in the resort areas, but only in the main and main, only Disneyland and the heart of Las Vegas. Other very she-she high-end resorts are just now seeing interest again.
One of the big parts of the commercial real estate market mm-hmm. is obviously office buildings, and they have been hit very hard as people have been laid off and offices have been emptied out. What's going on that front?
A lot of the law firms and accounting firms expanded during this time because everybody needs the help to crunch the numbers. They filled a lot of those gaps. For the first time, and I've done this over 20 years, I've seen the landlords and the tenants work together as a team. I've seen deals be more creative, more concessions. The landlord's crown got tipped. He wasn't king anymore. He decided he had to reach and make compromises, and they did.
And lower rents.
Ah, lower rents, longer rent-free time, great concessions. And we saw short-term commercial leases, which we've never seen before for offices.
Faith Hope Consolo of Prudential Douglas Elliman Real Estate, thanks so much for your time.
And thank you.
And finally, to the UK, where one woman has spent $160,000 on her dogs and wants to help others do the same. Her three terriers have Swarovski crystal collars, designer clothes, and custom-made beds made out of ostrich feathers and faux fur. They even get weekly massages. Well, now their owner, Louise Harris, is cashing in. She's getting her own TV show, and she's opened a store called Diva Dogs. Go to our website for the pictures. It's marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. On Twitter, at Jeremy Hobson. And this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Tunisia. Then Egypt does kind of make you wonder where might be next.
Jordan is notoriously corrupt, and the corruption is protected by the high-ranking officials.
I'm Kai Rizdal, Jordan calling. Next time on Marketplace, also the day's business news. It's from American Public Media.